this Karti class 2023, Rakundam. We're discussing Rara Siddhanidhi and the topic of Sri Radha or Manjaris. From verse, new verse 109. So we'll read the Sanskrit and translation and commentaries by Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. Rupam Sharada Chandra Koti Varane Damila Mali Shrajam Amoder Vikali Kritali Patale Rade Kada Te Bhutam Grave Yojula Kambukanti Mirudor Vali Chalat Kankane Vikshe Patatu Kulavasni Ranan Manjira Padma Padambhaje. Translation. This is a Manjari praying in Siddhasroop in the Leela, the meditative Raghunatha Bhakta following Gopi Bhav and practicing Madhurya Manjari Bhav Sadhana. He or she enters the Leela and by chance have darshan or spurti, vision of Radharani. They will see some amazing beauty in the form of Radharani. They will just try to describe it when they come out of meditation. When they come out of that deep state of smaran, meditation, then they'll try to describe what they saw, and this is what the sadhaka saw. O Radharani, your beautiful face shines like millions of autumn moons. Your hair is braided with a jasmine flower garland that agitates a host of bumblebees. Must be female bumblebees. Whose conch shell shaped neck is brightened by an expensive pearl necklace. Your soft vine-like arms are adorned with jingling bangles, and you wear a two-piece silken dress. So this is not a sari. Sometimes Radharani wears a sari, like a traditional Indian sari. Sometimes she wears what you call gobi dress, two-piece dress, tukula and pata, a bottom dress around the hips and legs and top part. So two-piece dress, and you have jingling ankle bells on your lotus feet. Oh, I see your wonderful form. So that's an aspiration for seeing Radharani, and that's described in the first, and here when he's saying, I don't know where he gets the idea, when do I see, but. Vikshe means vision. Vikshe means vision, means see. It means special seeing. Ikshita means eyes or seeing. Vi means vishesh, the special form of seeing Radharani. So look at the word for word. There's some common words that everyone knows here. It says, Rupam Sharda Chandra Koti Vadane. Vadane describes the face of Radharani. Like sometimes we describe Krishna as Murali Vadan. Murali Vadan means he has a Murali flute pressed to his lips on his face. So Murali Vadan means whose face is holding a Murali flute, a long flute. Murali flute is 1 meter long. Say Murali Manohar. Really, with that flute, that 1 foot, that 1 meter long flute of Manohar Sri Krishna, is used at only one time. It's used at night between 11 o'clock after 11 p.m. Everybody sleeps, all the birds and all the deer, and all the mothers and fathers and husbands and mother-in-laws go to sleep. Then Krishna takes out his murli. He sends forth the scales of the harmonic music, and that music of the special murli has a very deep and romantic and chanting, captivating sound, song, and that murli catches the heart and minds of Radharani Gopis and pulls them to the rasa dance. So all that especially happens on Sharad Purnima. The first line says, Sharad Koti Vadane Rupam. Radharani's form, her face is more attractive, more effulgent, more soothing, and more romantic, and more pleasant, and peace-producing than a full moon in autumn season in India, in Braj Mandal. The second line he says, Amodir Vikali Kritali Patali. So it's Amoda, of course, mode, and mood, and all that. Those words mean happiness, pleasure. So it means pleasure, with pleasure. Vikali Krita means agitated. Ali means bees. It's interesting because the Sanskrit word ali means honeybees, also means gopis. Like we say a verse, we glorify Radha Govinda, Chakrati Radha Govinda, at the Yoga Pit in Vrindavan, Yoga, Maha Yoga Pit. We say a verse, Vrindaranya. Say the whole verse, not the same. Vrindaranya.
Srimad Vrindaranya Kalpadri Madhav, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastav, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Paisthali Vishrenyamahasmaram.
What's the first line?
Srimad Vrindaranya. Vrindaranya Kalpatrama. Srimad.
Divya Vrinda. Listen. Divya. Hello, Pandashi. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpatrumada. Srimad Radhanagara Simhasana. So, Srimad Radha Prashta Ali B. Last line. Prashta Ali B. Savya Mano Swarami. I smarami, I meditate, I remember those dearest alis, those dear bees, dear honeybees, means dear gobies, because the gobies are compared to honeybees, because they're sweet. Honeybees are always dealing with honey. So the gobies are always dealing with honey. Krishna's Rupa Madhurya, Krishna's Vena Madhurya, Krishna's Preya Madhurya, Krishna's Lila Madhurya, and they themselves are the sweetest form of Mahabhava. So this is, the second line describes that the bees are very pleased with Radharani's face because it so looks like a lotus and smells like a lotus. In heavenly plants, the bodies of the Swargadevis smell like lotus flowers. Quite a bit different than what we smell like here. And so that being said, you can imagine what the Param Shakti, the Supreme Woman in the whole creation, the transcendental Srimati Radharani, how her body must smell. But described to go into Lilamrita, the different parts of Radharani's body had different amazing fragrances. Her armpits smell one way, her belly button smells another way, her breast smell one way, her face smells another way, her navel and her feet, all different smells. Generally, it's a combination of blue lotus flowers, camphor, kasturi, and musk. So it's, and kasturi means musk. Musk, aguru. So very fragrant, very, heady smelling is the word heady, but it means like heavy incense, I don't know what you say, enchanting. for a lot want of a better word. So millions of moons are defeated. Chandrakoti Varane, the face of Rani, defeats millions of moons. Then it describes Rani's flower garland, which is woven in a braid. Damila means hair braid. Damila. So that's her hair braid. This is the first one. Maui, jasmine flowers. So the bees are very agitated and they're enjoying the fragrance of Rani's flower garland. And then he says, oh, here's the word. He says, Kada te adbhutam. The word Kada in Sanskrit means when. When will this happen? In Bengali, they say Kabe. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Kabe, Kabe, Kabe. When will this happen? When will that happen? Always a lot of hoping and hankering in the field of bhakti. Hoping to get the mercy, hankering for the mercy, and asking the question, when will I get the mercy? How many more years? How many more days? How many more millenniums? Kadbhuta, this amazing, astonishing form of Rani, when will I see it? That's where he gets the last line of the verse, when will I see your wonderful form? It comes from the second line of the Sanskrit, the Kada te adbhutam. He's describing this amazing and beautiful, astonishing form of Radharani. And then the Manjari and the Sadhguru is praying, or in Siddharu. But since he's praying to see it, that means it's Sadhguru. He's saying, when will I see it? If he's in Siddharu, he'll be seeing a meditation at the lower level of bhakti, and the higher level of bhava and praying, he'll be seeing it directly, Saksha Darshan. So he won't be asking, when am I going to see it? Well, when will I see it next? I saw it yesterday, my meditation is worthy. Well, will you show it to me today? So it also applies in Sadhguru and Siddharu. Whether you're sitting getting regular darshans coming and going, or whether you're sadhguru hankering for your first darshan, and it's not coming, it's only going. You have the same prayer, Kada Adbhutam. Sarupam, when will I see the amazing form of Radharani? So he's describing how that amazing form looks like. The garland, her face, and trying to use different objects in this world gives some kind of comparison. Of course, Radharani is incomparable. And Radharani's neck is Kambu Kanti. Kanti means neck, Tulsi Kanti, neck beads. And Kambu is the name for it. Conch shell, shank, it's called Kambu. Kambu Kanti means very smooth neck and conch shell, because a lot of people in the world are using what they call whelks, W-E-L-K, and they're using it for bathing deities. They have these big whelks used for bathing deities and for artik and whatnot. And the whelk is a shelled creature like a conch shell, but not a conch shell. W-E-L-K or W-H-E-L-K. And a whelk is completely contaminated, dirty, filthy bones of an animal in the ocean. And they use it in major ISKCON temples down that side of town. But you see, they bring up this big conch shell for bathing, make a big Aishwarya show, and it's completely unmungal and upavitra. Anybody knows anything about puja vidhi or about Shastra would never do such a thing. You'd never see such a conch shell in Bhakti Bihari, Radha Raman, or any of the traditional temples that know the Shastra and the Archon Marg. It's called whelk. They grow, they're in the ocean also. They have a hard shell. It looks like a conch shell, but it has very many points on it. It's kind of pointed at the end. It's very pointed, and it doesn't roll. It sits on the points. But a conch shell is smooth, and the characteristics of a conch shell has three ridges inside. In the opening, there's three ridges. So sometimes they take whelks and they crush whelks into powder and they mix with fiberglass, resin and fiberglass. And they make ridges and whelks, make fake ones, because this is the land of fake. We have a whole word for that in India. It's called Nakli.
You have an article, you've written an article on that as well.
Yeah, I know, an article on my website called Pooja Bones. Pooja Bones. We're using bones or using shank? I know many of my close friends, Indian friends from Delhi, good Hindus who know a lot about things. I found out they're not using conch shells, they're using whelks. So I busted them. I arrested them. Made to go by console. Oh, so many things. You know, if you don't know what to do, you make mistakes. Get knowledge and act according to what you know. If you don't know, don't act. don't just sit there. I don't know what to do. What to do? Kriveya Ujla Kambu Kanti Mridu. Radharani's neck is very soft, her neck is very soft. Mridu means soft, gentle, mild. It's a type of swabhav also among Sakhis, Mridu swabhav. And her neck is like that, very soft and rounded, very smooth, and shaped like a conch shell. And there's three lines in the neck of Radharani and Krishna also. Artists try to depict it. If you see beautiful Bengali women or Indian women, and they usually have these three lines in their neck, unless they do plastic surgery or something. They're fashion models or something. They don't think it's hip anymore. But it's a sign. Lakshmi has three lines, Saraswati has three lines, Durga has three lines. All the celestial beautiful women of the universe have this natural neck. It's quite amazing to see. I've seen young girls, 20 years old, they're not fat, they don't have fat chins. Their neck is like that, very beautiful. I don't know about a conch shell, but I've seen it. I've only seen it in India, I've never seen it in the West. Maybe it's there also, I didn't pay attention too much. So, Vali Kachalat Kankane. Dorvali. Dorvali means her arms are like Vali. Vali means Utkalika Vali. He's a vine. Vine of aspirations. So, Vali means a vine. Her arms are thin like vines. She doesn't have weightlifter's arms. Now it's fashionable for women to lift weights and get big biceps and show off their muscles with a sleeveless t-shirt and stuff. Hey, watch out. It's really a joke. The modern world is such a joke. No one is happy with the ticket that Krishna gave them. Yeah, ticket going from Bombay to Vilayapari. You can't go to Juba on that ticket. You have to go to Vilayapari. So you get a ticket with a certain amount of Janmaishraya Shruti Shibir. You're born with a certain amount of knowledge and beauty and length of life and health. It's all determined before your birth. So Vikshay Patadukula Vasni. I want to see your beautiful Patandukula, your two-piece dress with your top piece and bottom piece. And runner means manjir. Manjir means ankle bells, manjira. And runner means shingling. So it's describing Radharani's beauty, basically. And the Sangha wants to see this beauty. When I see this beautiful form of yours, your neck, your face, your arms, etc. In different verses, he highlights different points, different aspects of Radharani's divine form. So this verse is describing Radharani's beautiful form at the beginning of her love festival, with Krishna. So there's some Leela here we can read that's described about this verse. Anandas Prabhuji or Ananda Gopal, probably the Leelas are from Ananda Gopal, but it's not demarcated like Vidakku Samanjari. Because when we read these Leelas in the Krishna Manjari's Rarasinati, they sound exactly like the Leelas in the Krishna Vidakku Samanjari. And Vidakku Samanjari is footnoted where this paragraph to this paragraph is Ananda Gopal Goswami, the rest is Ananda Gopal, Anantadas Prabhuji. But in this Rarasinati, at least my old edition, which is really old, from 1989, it's not indicated. But you can understand by the angle of vision and the description of Leela and Manjari meditations that it seems 100% coming from Ananda Gopal Goswami. Because in the beginning of the book, beginning of Rarasinati introduction, Anantadas Prabhuji says, I've based my commentaries on the commentaries of Ananda Gopal Goswami and Madhusudan Das Adhikari. Not Madhusudan Saraswati, Madhusudan Adhikari. So all the philosophy and tattva and bhajans are quoted, Haripad Shila and Gyanadas and Vidyavati and other padakarjas, all contributions of Anantadas Prabhuji. But the special leelas that are not everywhere, but somewhere, a lot of places, I believe, and I like to believe, and it makes me proud to believe, that it's Ananda Gopal Goswami, because he's my guru parampara. So I like that. Feel some real oneness with that. He was a Grihastha Goswami, direct descendant of Advaitacharya. He was really rustic jhana, really detached Grihastha. He got up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning without fail. The bhajan didn't speak to his wife or kids or servants or anybody till 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. he started to do puja of his Thakurji Madan Gopal. Then when he's done, he took some naivedya, some mahaprasad. Then he took his breakfast about 11 o'clock every day, his first meal. So a very exemplary person. Exemplary pure devotee. So, Leah is here. After Radha and Krishna play hide and seek, Lukaluki Leela, Shamasundar suggests, all Vilasini, there's no more need to play this hide and seek, because this causes us to suffer in separation from each other. Come on. In other words, he was tired of playing games. But if games are over now, fun begins. Games are no fun because he loses all the time. He wants to change the game. So he said, come, let's blissfully take rest for a while in this flower grove, which is full of beautiful, fragrant flowers. At this time, Shamasundar holds Radharani's hand and says, come on, let's go take some rest. This Kunja. At that moment, Radhika's face shines like a million autumn moons. Shardkoti Vadane. That's why it's described, the verse is describing, what does Radharani look like? What is her appearance, her beauty? before she enjoys intimate love affairs with Krishna. Her heart is excited, her heart's beating very fast, blood's going everywhere, face getting shiny, starting to sweat a little bit. You know, it's the way it goes. So it's very much minutely depicted here in these verses and commentaries. For absorption, meditation, remembrance, and bottom line is for seva there. What will my service be? Will I serve with my eyes? Will I serve with my ears? Do I have five working senses? Karmindriya, working sense. I have my hands, I have my feet, I have my mouth. And of course, the knowledge acquiring senses, ears, nose, eyes, etc. So how always, with all these senses and my mind, I will render service to Rani in Sankarup and Siddharup. My Siddhadeya spiritual body, I'll serve Rani with my ears, my speech, my hands, my feet, my heart, my mind, everything. Shyam is enchanted by the sweet, soothing luster of Radharani's face. And he thinks, how beautiful. How beautiful is the luster of your face. He's thinking, he's not saying. He doesn't want to get in trouble. Oh, I'm cool. He's like, I don't think he can show his eye movements. You may be only not speaking, like your face is really beautiful. You may be just thinking and trying to hide his thoughts. But I'm sure his thoughts are showing up in his eyes. That he's extremely pleased with what he sees and extremely excited with what he sees. And Radharani's going to notice all of it, every minute movement of his eyes. The women know everything a man's doing even before he thinks it. They're always one step ahead of the game, you know. Women are vidagdi, ati vidagdi. Krishna might be dugda madhav, clever, but Radharani is ati vidagdi, extremely clever. I say sometimes in slang world, they say women are like foxes. They sneak in a house in your barn at night and steal your chickens. So women enter your mind and steal your heart like foxes. But men are also foxes also. But women are better foxes. That's the idea of Vidagdi. Vidagdi Radharani. We have a book, Vidagdi Madhav. We also write a book, Vidagdi Radharani. So Krishna is thinking, he's becoming enchanted and thinking, wow, what a beautiful, lustrous face Radharani has. He can't find any object of comparison, but the Kinkri knows what Krishna is thinking. She has a yogic power of reading minds. This guy, Dhirendra Shastri, from Bageshwar Dham Sarkar. Dhirendra Shastri, he's a big scene in India now. Travels to England and every place. Because he has some yogic siddhis given to him by his guru. He can read minds and understand people's minds, what's on their mind. And he can diagnose diseases of people without even talking to them. So he gives formulas for cures. It's usually pretty simple. So take some vibhuti, take different vibhutis and worship on them. And chant Shri Ram, Shri Ram. That's good medicine. Ram Nam Oshadi. Ram Nam Oshadi. Oshadi means medicine, and Ram Nam is the best Oshadi. If you don't take it while you're alive, you'll hear it when you're dying. You'll hear it on now when you're dying. When you're on the way to the Shamsham ground. people carry you on a stretcher to burn your body on a funeral pyre. As they carry your body down the street, what will they chant?
Ram Naam Satyai.
Ram Naam Satyai. Ram Naam Satyai. Ram Naam Satyai. Ram's Naam is the only truth. If you take Ram Naam before that time, you won't get burned up. not so fast. The Ram Naam is the ultimate ocean. So Krishna pulls Radharani's hand. Oh, when Krishna pulls Radharani's hand, her hair braid suddenly becomes loose. How's that? You pull the hand, it's a special remote control. You pull your finger and the hair braid comes unloose. Does it work like that? You pull her fingers, see your hair breaking. No, it's not because of pulling the hand right on his hand. Krishna grabs right on his hair and pulls it. That her hair braid comes unloose. Becomes loose because she's feeling ecstatic when Krishna touches her hand. And the ecstasy loosens her hair. Because her hair is also conscious. Everything about Radharani is conscious. There's no consciousness, conscious parts and unconscious parts. Everything is conscious. The inside and outside of her body is one. One side, upside, downside, no size. So when he touches her hand, he touches her heart, he touches her mind simultaneously, and they all go, wow. And the hair goes, ding. And all the fresh jasmine flowers start falling out that the manjari is so carefully tied into her hair braid. Oh, gee. Poor manjari. Your save is getting spoiled. What a better way to spoil your save than having Radharani excited with the touch of Krishna and transferring her excitement to her hair braid, or not transferring, but sharing her excited heart, sharing it with her hair braid, and her heart's getting excited, her mind's getting excited, now the hair braid's getting excited. Her heart's dancing on the end, mind's dancing on the end, now the hair braid's dancing. And you're all tied up, somebody ties you to ropes, how are you going to dance? Try that tonight at Hari Naam. Catch her and tie her up with ropes, see how she dances. So, break the ropes and start dancing. So try it tonight. Bring a rope with me, tie her up. Get Verlinga, two bears to tie up. So all the delicately, expertly placed flowers start dropping out, falling out of our eyes here. How beautiful that looks. Rasaraj Krishna is enchanted. And then Ras itself replaces the decorations that were originally made by the maidservant. So the maidservant carefully decorated Radharani's hair with different flowers. But when Krishna touched her hand, and her hair got excited, Radharani got excited, and then all the flowers that were carefully put there disappeared. But then the Madhurya Ras, that awakened Radharani's heart, decorated Radharani in a new way with flowers of Bhava. They're called Bhava Lankar. Even Bhavas appear in Radharani. Trembling of the upper lip and other movements of the eyebrows. There's different indications of the excitement of love in the heart. They're described in Usa Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. Here's Sanchari Bhavas. They're called Bhava Lankar. Ornamentations of Bhava, Mahabhava. So the decorations originally made by the maidservant have been replaced by decorations made by Ras personified. Madhurya Ras personified became a manjari to redecorate Radharani with all kinds of Bhavas. Very interesting, poetic way to describe it. thirsty bees now come flying towards Radharani's braid. Being attracted to the flowers, but they're more attracted to the fragrance of Radharani's face. When Shyam sees all this, he gets a strong desire to enjoy with Radharani again, and he takes her to a nearby kunj, pulling her by the edge of her sari. Says sari here. It starts off with dupi's dress, turns into a sari. Anyway, this is the story being told by Ananda Gopal. He pulls her by her sari or by her dress or whatever. He means business. He's not going to take no for an answer. You come with me, oh, I guess I got to go. Pull my sari, if I resist, my sari will come off. At that time, the maidservant, seeing all this very sweet mood that overtakes Radharani, the maidservant calls her, "Hey, Patitukulavasini. Hey, girl. Hey, Sakya, where's the two-piece silken sari?" Okay, now it's a different story. It became a two-piece gobi dress. Now it's a two-piece silken sari. This unfavorable mood gives... I don't know what's unfavorable about it. I haven't seen any unfavorability. Radharani's submitting. Anyway, it's unfavorable. Gives millions of times... I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. Is there an indication of anything unfavorable here? Radharani is just going with the flow. No resistance, no flow. There's nothing unfavorable here. How brightly her pearl necklace shines on her conch shell neck when Krishna pulls her scarf off. Because when your scarf is on, your dopate, you can't see the neck so much. When Krishna yanks it off, pulls it off, then the manjari see the neck. When the manjari, the ecstasy of the manjari knows, becomes boundless when she sees the beautiful sweetness around on his neck. Then she says this line of the verse. In other words, the different lines of the verse which are describing the beauty of Radharani's body. The Padakarta, the commentator on this poetic verse, Ananda Gopal Goswami, has meditated on these lines and seen a whole lila which he's describing that he saw in his spurti. So the verse says, Radharani has a pearl necklace on her smooth conch shell neck. So this is saying about Krishna pulling off her scarf, Manjari seeing it. He's taking the verse from the viewpoint of Manjari because Manjari's offering a prayer to see this. And so he's saying a whole Leela rose up. So this is what Leela Swarna is all about. Meditate on a verse about the Rupa of Radharani. Radharani Rupdhyan, meditating on the form of Radharani. There's nothing about Leela here. Now this Leela comes. Leela comes by meditation, by Kripa. Kripa Yoga Maya and Radharani Krishna Gurudev. So the whole books are full of that. This shows the potential of meditation. It's a verse describing Rupam, and from meditating on Rupam, and sincerely meditating Rupam, you'll see Leela. So many endless different leelas will arise from one verse. That's what we can learn from this revelation, this Tika commentary. The power of these verses, the power of these Sanskrit verses, which are written by Nitya Parishara Radharani, Prabodhana Saraswati, Istunga Vidya Sakhi, some people say, Gorgana Dashtipika, Kavi Karanpur says, Tungavidya Sakhi is Prabhupada Saraswati. Many Babaji's say Tungavidya is for Krishna Pandit. So there's different viewpoints. There can also be two Tungavidya sakis also. Just like how many Krishna dasas do we have in the ISKCON movement? So many people named Krishna das. That's a popular name, but everyone is an individual. So there can be many Ubhamandris, many Dalita sakis. It's just a name. But there's specific ones, unique ones also. We should know that. There's no limit in the spiritual world. It's not this way or that way, it's every way. Always and more. So that's when I say, hey Grave Ujla Kambu Kanti. Your neck and your pearl necklace is shining, effulgent Ujla, and your neck is like a conch shell. Well, Sham Sri Radharani's matchless, Srimati's matchless sweetness, become eager to enjoy with her again. So they enjoy pastimes in the nearby Kunj, and the maidservant makes her eyes successful by witnessing the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna through the Kunja windows of the Kunj. How sweetly Srimati Radharani's ankle bells were jingling. Hearing this is the perfection of hearing for the ears of the Manjaris. This is just a verse of Leela. We mentioned some points of meditation and what is the deeper meaning of this verse and how such Leelas can become revealed to sadhakas also who are meditating. One point that brings out in this all these verses is the Madhurya aspect of Krishna. There's two aspects of Krishna. Aishwarya, which means grandeur, opulence, wealth, power, godhood. G-O-D, the generator, operator, destroyer, the Ishwara aspect of Krishna. And then the sweetness. So we are worshippers of sweetness. Sweetness, is the word for sweetness is Madhurya. Y-A, Madhurya. So Rupa Goswami is overwhelmed with the sweetness of Krishna. So he describes Krishna's sweetness in three forms or Krishna appears. Four forms. His Krishna's form is sweet, Rupa Madhurya. His flute playing, Veena Madhurya. His Prem Leelas are very sweet. And his Leelas are, his Prem itself to experience Krishna's love and to offer love for Krishna creates a sweet feeling in the heart. A sweet feeling in Krishna's heart. And the Leelas themselves are full of sweetness. So there are many verses in the Shastra of Six Goswamis that emphasize and describe the sweetness of Krishna. Rupa Goswami gives the definition of Madhurya in Ujjalilamani, 10th chapter, verse 36. Rupam kemapi anirvachyam tanur madhuryam uchate. Bodily beauty that is so indescribably beautiful that it cannot be expressed in words because of its overwhelming sweetness is called Madhurya. So Krishna is so beautiful, you can't describe how beautiful it is. He's so full of sweetness, you become overwhelmed if you see him. Overwhelmed means you faint. This is described in Madhurya Kadambini, the eighth shower by Vishwanatha Chakravarti. Describes how the Premi Bhaktas, sometimes Krishna gives them a Saksha Darshan and they always faint. You don't want to faint that time. You want to drink it through your eyes, but you just can't handle it. You can't handle it, you get totally overwhelmed. So that's the definition of Madhurya. So bodily beauty that can't be expressed because you can't find enough words to express the overwhelming sweetness of Krishna. Rupa Goswami gives a commentary on this verse, Ujjalamani. He says, Krishna's form is impossible to describe. It can only be experienced. Therefore it's called Madhurya. That's Shiva Goswami's commentary. Vishnu says the same thing, basically. This is another verse describing Krishna's sweetness, Ujjalamani, 10th chapter, verse 37. This is Vishakha, because we like Vishakha, so we like to hear what Vishakha is doing, how she's speaking, and her relationship with Radharani. So Vishnath and his Tika, he reveals that this verse is spoken by Vishakha. Vishakha is speaking to Radharani. Oh, beautiful face, Radharani. The indescribable splendor of Shyam, who is the color of a rain cloud, chokes up the heart of all women. Krishna's bodily gestures steal away the eyes. And the fresh perfection of Krishna's sweetness makes all dharmic girls falter and break their vows of chastity. Oh, watch out. Vishnu Chakravarti gives a commentary. Krishna's effulgence obstructs the heart. Krishna's effulgent sweet beauty surrounds the heart. And then it enters the heart and becomes fixed in the heart. His gestures forcibly steal the eyes of the gopis. Now the gopis have lost their minds and eyes, totally lost. So how can they control and how can they follow their dharma? You need a mind to follow your dharma. You lose your mind, you act crazy. So that's what happens to the gopis. Krishna steals their mind to make sure they don't remember any dharma. Don't remember what's right, what's wrong. I don't know. I'm moving like a hypnotic trance. The flute sound of Krishna is hypnotizing. The fresh perfection of Krishna's beauty makes the dharmic principles of all women become unsteady and shake. Another definition of Ujjalamani, Madhuryam. Madhurya means beauty in all actions and all circumstances. Madhurya nama chaistanam sarvastasu charuta. Charuta means the tendency to be beautiful, sarvastu, in all places, all activities. There's a footnote here. Not that everything is sweet is not called Madhurya. Sugar is sweet, so many things are sweet. Only the sweetness of Krishna Radharani can be called Madhurya. The sweetness of Krishna is the essence of Bhagavan. There's a verse like that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhurya Bhagavata Sar. Madhya-lila. Madhya-lila, I've mentioned this before to the devotees. Madhya-lila chapter 21, I think that's Rupa Goswami Shiksha, 1920-21, or Snadan. Madhya 21, verse 110. Madhurya Bhagavata Sar Braja Kaila Parachar Ta Shuka Vyasara Nandan Stani Stani Bhagavati Vani Jache Janite Taha Shuni Mate Bhaktagan. The essence of Bhagavan is madhurya, sweetness. Krishna propagated that sweetness in Braj. And as Vyasanandana, the son of Vyasadeva Sukadeva Goswami, has described it in different places in the Bhagavatam. And all the bhaktas who hear these descriptions of Krishna's sweetness, Madhurya Rupam, Madhurya Venu, they become enchanted. Shune Mate Bhaktagan. Shune Mate Bhaktagan. Mate means mati. Mati means intelligence, thinking, thinking intelligence, enchanted. So all the bhaktas, all the devotees become enchanted and captivated when they hear about the Venu Gita and Brahma Gita and all these descriptions of Krishna's sweetness. This is a beautiful verse from Madhya chapter 8, Radha Sambha, every verse is important. Every single verse. Madhya chapter 8 is the teaching of Ravananda Rai about Radharani and Gopis to Lord Chaitanya and all of us. Every verse is pure nectar. This is... I lost my page here. Where is it? I saw his verse. I just saw it and lost it. It's an interesting idea. Where'd it go? I saw it and I don't see it. It's whatever it is. Oh, excuse me. Madhya 8, Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse 94. Yadyapi Krishna Sondarya Madhuryara Durya Brajadevir Sangaitanra Badaye Madhurya. The beauty of Krishna in Braj is the ultimate sweetness. Madhurya Durya. Krishna Sandurya Madhurya Durya. Sandurya Madhurya Sandurya Madhurya Durya. That's nice. But that sweetness of Krishna increases by Sangha with the Brajadevis. Brajadevi Sangha. Badai Madhurya becomes big Madhurya, big sweetness. So Krishna's really sweet in Vrindavan, but when he gets with the gopis, he becomes super sweet. That's why we want to see him. Madhurya Swayamurti Mata. This verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhurya, chapter 275. Krishna is the embodiment of sweetness itself. Madhurya Swayamurti Mata. Nice verses. Like I often say, we don't worship Bhagavan, we don't worship God, we don't worship Krishna. What? Your name is Krishna Das? And Radharani Dasi? You don't worship Radha Krishna? No. Are you a Gnostic? Are you atheist? Are you a Pashandi? Are you a Ninda? Are you an offender? No. When I worship Krishna, we worship the sweetness in Krishna. Oh. We're worshippers of sweets. We eat sweets. We steal sweets. We get sweets somehow or other. We worship sweets. And the sweetest thing we found everywhere, anywhere, 24/7, is Krishna. Krishna's holy name, Krishna's holy fame, Krishna's holy dham, Krishna's holy lila. So this is, we worship the sweetness. You take away the sweetness, no thanks. You take away the sweetness of Krishna, who do you have? Narayana, 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 Narayana. And you got two extra arms free of charge also. You lose all the sweetness and you get two extra arms, Narayana. It is only in Braj that Krishna's possess unique madhurya, which is the essence of Bhagavan. Not only is Krishna in Braj full of madhurya, everything in Braj. His leelas, Braj itself, his friends, Brijavasis, everything in Braj. Everything about Krishna in Braj is sweetness personified, it's the essence of sweetness and the essence of everything. I love it. Residing in Vrindavan is the essence of all wealth. And the essence of all dharma, the essence of all bhajan, just to reside in Braj. And the essence of all cities, mystic cities, perfection, is to reside in Braj. The essence of all glories is to reside in Braj. And the essence of all oceans of pastimes of sweetness is in Braj. Vrindavan Mahimamrita, 17th Vilas, 17th Sataka, verse 83. I think it's about the last verse in the book, actually. Almost at the end. It's 17th is last. It's called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. It has 17 satakas. Why is it called sataka? Because sataka means 100 verses. So 100, 101, 102. So 83 is right up there. So it's towards the end of the 17. Towards the end of the book, he concludes by saying, Raja sweet, you're sweet, everything sweet, everything sweet. You're sweet, the lad sweet, the dog sweet, the pig sweet, everything sweet. Vrindavan is filled with the splendor of Ramakrishna Rati Keli. Vrindavan is most pure of all that is pure. It's most splendid of all splendors. Vrindavan is sweeter than the shoreless ocean of sweetness. Vrindavan is the most delightful of all delights. It's limitless. It's limitless. Vrindavan makes one forget the wonder of all kinds of material happiness. You hear that? Vrindavan makes one forget the attraction, the allurement, the fascination, the sensation. Of all, the wonder of all kinds of material happiness. Jai Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So tomorrow let's start a new verse from Radha Sunini, verse 111. Jai Radhe.